a brand new car review for a lot of you truck guys. It's the GMC 1500, and this was the AT4 diesel that I drove here recently. So for those of you that are in the truck market, and I know trucks right now are very difficult to find, okay, I get that. If you've never driven a diesel, this half-ton diesel on the GM side is unlike any of the other diesels, by the way, that I've driven from the other manufacturers. And I'm not just saying that because I'm partial to one brand or another. I'm just being very honest. The inline six-cylinder Duramax diesel that they're putting in these half-ton trucks, they're doing them in the trucks, the Suburbans, and the Yukons. My son actually owns a Suburban with one of these in it. Absolutely phenomenal. You would not know you're driving a diesel engine unless you look to see what fuel you had to put in it.
Right.
Ken, you've got a friend that actually has one.
My brother-in-law bought one in 21, and he was carting us around in Arizona, and you know, it had the start-stop when we'd come to a light, and we'd go to take off, and it'd start. And I can't remember what made me, because just riding in it, would not know that there's no diesel sound, there's nothing.
No smell, no nothing.
Right, exactly. And something, I can't remember what it was, but I'm like, oh, this is diesel.
Yep.
And I can't remember what triggered that, but I'm like,
they work fabulous.
They rode around in it for 2 days and did not know.
They have got great torque. They've got great power. They've got great high-end power. I mean, about the only difference that I can see driving this vehicle from some of the other gas-engined vehicles that they have is literally the top-end power. So if you're pulling out into traffic, really have your foot in it, is the bigger V8 that they, you know, the 6.2 liters, the bigger V8, is it going to have more top-end power in that particular situation? Yes. But outside of that, and by the way, I'm talking, this is minuscule when it's all said and done.
Sure.
Outside of that, does this diesel engine do every single thing you want it to do? It absolutely does. In fact, for a lot of you that are just towing lighter weight trailers and so on, literally this thing would do what a lot of the other three-quarter counterparts will be doing instead, and you can do it in a lot less vehicle, which gets better fuel economy. These things will get in the mid-20s, by the way, all day long. I drove the AT4 edition, which comes with a lot of other features on it. In fact, I really like the side running boards that it comes with. It's really set up very well, so they've done a really great job. Interior storage capacity, the interior itself. Now, they are going to be doing a refresh this year, mid-year. What are they going to name the new ones? Are they going to be 22s or 23s? I think they're still going to be 22s. They're just going to be a refresh of that current half-ton version. Now, all that to be said, the current version, not a bad interior at all. They've done a nice job on them. It still has the, you know, the 8-inch screen in the middle of the dash. So they're, you know, it's not bad, although the new interior is going to be super, super nice. But if that's not something that's a big concern for you, and you can find one of these right now on any of the lots that are out there, and you can make a deal on it, I would. I love the AT4 options on this GMC 1500. Again, this is the diesel version. Works absolutely fabulous. I've got nothing but praise for this thing, it along with its transmission. And I drove this thing in some of the heavier snow we had that was in Denver at the time I had the vehicle. And I tell you what, this thing in the snow with the tires that were on it and so on, fully equipped, this thing is a snowbuster. Literally, you can go anywhere you want to go in this vehicle. It's absolutely fabulous. One of my favorite vehicles, so much so I'm thinking about buying one. That's how much I actually enjoyed this vehicle. So if that tells you anything, there you've got my vote of approval on the GMC 1500 AT4 diesel version. Fabulous vehicle. Check it out at your local GMC dealer. If and when you do, please tell them that John Rush and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.